Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love. Thank you, Father God, that we could have the opportunity of hearing the gospel and bearing the witness in our heart that Jesus is our answer, and then coming to that place where we surrender and we have been born again, taken hold of by you to walk in the light as you in the light, in this goodness of this new and this better covenant in every way. And I thank you, Lord, this is all through your love that has always been there for us, predestined in Christ, and then came about in Jesus, and then came about through him working powerfully with his disciples, apostles, the true disciples and apostles. And it's been recorded, and thank you, Lord, that we look into these wonderful words, and we are enlightened and motivated and moved upon by you as you work in us to will and to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 11, verse 4 to 6. If someone comes and proclaims another Jesus than the one we proclaimed, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or if you accept a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it readily enough. Indeed, I consider that I'm not in the least inferior to these super apostles. Even if I'm unskilled in speaking, I'm not so in knowledge. Indeed, in every way we have made this plain to you in all things.
Hallelujah. You have just three basic verses here, but it's saying so much. And here you've seen, you know, Paul has been knocked off his horse. He's met the Lord, and the Lord has commissioned him to go and open up this wonderful truth to the world. And at that time, it was just the known world at the time, which was the Jews and the Greeks, the people that weren't Jews. And now that is everyone, actually, those that were there. And now what has happened is these people coming and they're speaking a different gospel that portrays a different Jesus and brings about a different spirit. And so here he's just clarifying, you know, he's come from God. He's like all of us come from God, but he's met God, and God has taken hold of him, and God has led him, and this is his commission. And so he can't please everyone just as Jesus, you know. So he's speaking maybe not good, but his knowledge is perfect. It comes from God. And this is more, this is not the worldly knowledge. This is revelation knowledge. This is in Galatians chapter 1, you see all the answers that are necessary to understand what's going on here, and then also to understand what is so necessary for us is to stay in fellowship. So Paul is speaking about he's got a knowledge, and this knowledge is coming from the Lord, that the Lord himself said, I have chosen him to be a light, and he will shine among the Jews and the Gentiles. And these words that is recorded has come out into the whole wide world. That's also God's working, that we can see exactly what has been made available in Jesus, so that we can draw close and then stay in tune and not fall into deception. So as it was in those days, so it is in these days. You've got so-called apostles, Paul calls them super apostles here, that preach a different Jesus, bring about a different spirit, and therefore it's a different gospel. So it's so important just to stay in relationship. Okay, let me just go back to Paul. When he talks about knowledge, he's talking about revelation knowledge. And when we understand that this is the knowledge that builds a church, the gates of hell will not prevail against it. It's when a person has been met by the Lord and he looks to the Lord and he hears from the Lord and he walks in obedience to the Lord. It's what we saw with Peter when the Lord said, who do you say that I am? And then as he looked at the Lord, he got revelation and he spoke. And then it was confirmed by Jesus. This is coming from God. And this is what builds a church. This gives you the keys of heaven. So that is the big thing that Paul had. He had a relationship and he was staying in his commission. And in that, coming boldly to the throne of God, staying in tune with what he's hearing, he was and is a portion of the foundation we built on. We built on the prophets, we built on Jesus Christ, and we built on the apostles, the first disciples. So it's so important, guys, to stay in fellowship, draw close on a daily basis, walk conscious to God, and stay in the light as He's in the light. And Galatians chapter 1 gives you all these ingredients. Even the apostles that were there at the time couldn't add to His ministry because He has come now and He's in fellowship with God. And they could just recommend that Paul would take the word out to the Gentiles, and they glorified God for Paul and his commission and his love and his zeal. And that's it, guys. So just like Paul, just stay in tune with your God. See that you can't compare yourself with one another. You let the Lord light the fire. And that's why this knowledge, revelation knowledge, is so important. It's because you look to Jesus and you hear from Jesus, and then you do what Jesus is saying to you. That's what it's all about. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.